We're continuing Kitzur Echol Shabbos. We're talking about borer biyad. I'm going to discern with my hand. Then it's permissible, right? If I'm taking out the food or the thing I need now, and I'm going to use it now. Kshematrin livro ochel mitoch psol samuch lachila, so dafka im borer biyad. When is it that I say you could take out the food? And food doesn't only mean food. It could mean the tie I'm going to wear now. It means the thing I need now. So that's only when I'm doing it with my hand. Aval bekli. But what happens if I'm going to use a special instrument? I'm going to use a French press, but I'm going to drink my coffee now. That doesn't help, because I'm using a specialized instrument. Shezenika derech melacha. Because if I do it with a specialized instrument, then I'm doing it the way you would do the task on a weekday. כיוון שבאים כאן לחלק בהתר שסמוך לסעודה בין על ידי כלי או ביד מטעם שהידי כלי לא נקרא דרך אכילה. Our discernment here is that when you use an instrument that's not considered part of the meal. Where if I do it with my hand, that's considered part of the meal. But אם יש אופן שגם על ידי כלי יהיה דרך אכילה, what happens if there are certain instruments that are part of the meal? You use a fork. You use a knife. So now, am I allowed to take the piece of chicken I want to eat? You come to the cholent bowl. There's a lot of things in that cholent bowl. You only want a potato. So do you have to stick your hand in and take out that potato? It's borer. No, you're allowed to use the spoon, the fork, the ladle, whatever is there, because that's all part of eating. The whole idea of using your hand is that I'm doing it as part of the meal. It's a part of the way we eat. So then using a fork and a knife and a spoon are also part of how we eat. Okay, so we said you could use a fork, you could use a knife, you could use a spoon. What wouldn't you be allowed to do? You would not be allowed to take one of those big forks that you lift out the vegetables from a salad and all the juice oozes out from, right? There's room to discuss whether that's borer. There's room to discuss. Maybe we'll still get back to that. He says, what happens if you Europeans might be familiar with this. Here in Israel and in the United States, we never see this. But those of you who have seen real milk, you know that real milk has cream on top, right? And used to be a delicacy that you take the cream off the top and put it in your coffee. We buy coffee cream or we buy all this other stuff. But real milk has cream on top and you could take it off for coffee. Now, would you be allowed to do that, to take a spoon to take the cream off the top? Or, let's say you have soup, and you want to take the fat off the top of the soup. So there, the spoon is actually a specialized instrument. Because the spoon is doing something you couldn't do so well with your hand. Go take the cream off the milk with your hand, right? That's not going to work. So when I'm using the spoon, because the spoon can be a specialized instrument for something I can't do with my hand, there I can't use it. There my borer, that severing, is problematic. Yeah, was that clear? You guys with me? Yeah, Yaakov, was that clear? Okay. You can't, that's what he's saying. You cannot take off the cream with a spoon. But what you would be able to do is to just tilt the bottle and let the cream come out first. That's okay. Because then I didn't use a specialized instrument. I poured it and the first thing to come out was that. Or, let's say you guys will see here in Israel, many people have the coffee, what's called butz, Turkish coffee. So let's say you made yourself a big thing of Turkish coffee and you want just the liquid. You don't want all those grains inside. So you can pour it out gently and let the top come off on its own. Right? You're not going to use a French press, but that's okay to drink it or pour it out in a way that what comes out is the liquid without the solid. Let's say you do want to do it with a spoon. So that would be permissible if you take out some of the milk with the cream. Because then you're not separating it. You're actually taking out the mixture. You're taking out milk and cream. That's what we do if a fly falls into our soup, right? We take out some of the soup with the fly. If you take out only the fly, that would be borer. But if you take some soup with it, so then you left the mixture. You left the fly with the soup. Yes?
So it's funny you just mentioned that. I was about to ask a question. This happened to me last Shabbos. We were sitting outside having water, and I found a fly and mosquito went to my drain. We were outside on dirt, but there was fake grass on top of the dirt, which is where we were sitting at a table. Thank you. So I poured out water with the fly. Just as I did that, I realized we were outside, and I didn't know if because it was fake grass.
It's not a problem if it's fake grass.
There's dirt underneath it.
Yeah, but there's nothing growing there. And anyways, it's not your growth. It's not a friend of yours' growth. You couldn't care less if it grows or not. You want this liquid out of your cup. It might cause growth. It's not your growth. It's not your yard. Okay? You're okay. Same.